T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Mayor Lori Lightfoot is scheduled to give her 2022 budget address at this morning's City Council meeting, and it will reportedly include the call for a property tax increase. The details from WBBM's Bernie Tafoya.
A nearly $23 million property tax increase was likely to occur anyway, since the City Council last year approved upping the property tax automatically each year based on the cost of living. The Sun-Times says in all, Mayor Lightfoot will be calling for a more than $76 million tax increase. More than a third of it would come from what's being called new property. Ninth Ward Alderman Anthony Beal says Chicagoans have no tolerance for any kind of property tax increase of any size right now. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
An argument over repeated public drinking in Uptown this weekend ends with an alderman injured and a resident arrested.
46th Ward Alderman James Kappelman says the public drunkenness that's been a problem for years at Leland and Racine has picked up recently. Writing on Twitter, the community suffers when this type of behavior takes over a street corner. He was responding to a resident's concern Saturday night when he got into an argument with a man he says whose life has been overtaken by addiction. Police say Kappelman was hit with a blunt object but refused treatment. The alderman dismisses the injury as very minor and says the man has been arrested 47 times before. Kappelman wants him and two others to get, he says, the kind of help that produces results. Nancy Hardy, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A tow truck driver was shot and killed while attempting to provide service in Englewood on the south side. Police say the as-yet-unidentified 27-year-old man was in the first block of West 57th just before 4 o'clock this morning when someone approached and began shooting. He was rushed to a nearby hospital where he was pronounced dead. No suspects are in custody. Police continue their investigation. Time for sports, and from the DuckDuckGo for Privacy Sports Desk, here's Josh Liss.
Good morning. It takes two quarterbacks and a handful of turnovers for the Bears to win their first game of the season over visiting Cincinnati 20-17. Rob Hart's going to stick around with Matt Nagy joining us live now. Matt, good morning. What do you like best about how you were able to pull off a victory like this and with that raucous home crowd behind you?
Yeah, good morning. Well, number one, it was awesome to start that game and just see those fans rocking and rolling. I mean, it was get those towels going, and it felt right, you know. So we appreciate all that support. Going down there the first drive, getting a touchdown was nice, you know, and then the defense coming out and doing what they did the rest of the game, getting those four straight turnovers. Offensively, we got to be more effective with the field position that we had, work through that, put more points up on the board. But anytime you come out with a win, you're always satisfied with that, but you got to work on the corrections.
Coach, good morning. Let's talk about those four turnovers, including three straight interceptions and the defensive game plan. Who gets credit for pulling that together?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, it was pretty awesome. It's rare to have that happen like that, but you know, we just kept sitting down on the bench, come back out and find out we got the ball again. And it's Coach Desai did a great job all week preparing these guys, and then the players go out and they do it. And so, you know, whether it was the forced fumble by Eddie and Tayshaun Gibson picking it up, or whether it was the interceptions by those three guys that had to pick, Alec Ogletree, for instance, on Angelo Blackson's interception, had a great rush and forced that to happen. So a lot of team unity there, and just guys working together, and the coaches really getting that going was a huge part of that game, obviously.
Name and names. A lot of guys deserve credit. That 20-3 lead was big. It trimmed to 20-17, and there's Justin Fields, that first down scramble, huge, helping you seal victory. How are you sizing up the performance, Matt, of your rookie quarterback?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, you know, it's never easy coming in like that, but I thought he did a great job. And there's some stuff on tape that we can really learn from. You know, that 3rd and 7 that we had where they had the dropper in Cover 0, and, you know, that's a learning experience for all of us. And I think, you know, when you can come out of it with a win, that's great. Justin had that great scramble at the end. And then the offensive line, those last two plays in 4 minutes to be able to get a first down and end with victory, you know, with the victory formation was great for us. So a lot of stuff to learn from, and we got to take advantage of the field position we have, but I thought he did a great job.
And there's Andy Dalton getting you on the board before hurting his knee. What's in store for Dalton today in terms of medical attention and chances of even practicing this week?
Yeah, that's what we'll see. You know, he's going to get looked at later today, and it'll give us some clarity as to where he's at. And you know, it's unfortunate that it happened to him like that, especially non-contact. I thought he was playing really well there those first couple series, but he's tough now, and he tried to tough it out, but he was hurting a little bit. So we'll see how it goes today and keep an eye on it here moving forward.
You got all week to keep us guessing on the starting quarterback for Cleveland. How about Cairo Santos as we let you out the door here? 28 consecutive field goals extends his team record. What effect does an effective kicker like Cairo right now have on a team compared to a kicker who may be struggling?
Yeah, well, you guys know obviously what we went through here the last couple of years. So to not have to talk about your kicker because you feel good about where he's at and what he's doing, that's pretty good. And so we appreciate that. He's worked hard. Coach Tabor's done a great job with them. And those are, you know, as you see all these games come down to game-winning field goals. Yesterday you saw it all day in the NFL. So we feel really good with Cairo, and you know, we know he's going to be a weapon moving forward.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.